Welcome to the Lisa Wexler Show podcast. Think of it like a magazine or a box of chocolates. You never know what you'll get. From politics to pop culture, healthcare to legal issues, it's all here. And my behind-the-wheel chats are personal observations created especially for you on podcast only. Enjoy.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A great national figure, even an international one, passed away as a result of a fall at the age of 82. He had just turned 82 February 24th. And I thought, what way more fitting to begin our conversation about Joe Lieberman than to speak with Senator Richard Blumenthal, the man who knew him so well and replaced him not only as U.S. Senator, but also maybe not completely afterwards, but certainly later in the career as the Attorney General of the great state of Connecticut. Senator Richard Blumenthal, thank you so much for joining us now to talk about the life and legacy of Joe Lieberman. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Can you believe that he died?
It was a real shock. He was certainly very well in terms of health, and I saw him just a number of weeks ago actually at the security conference in Munich, which he attended every year, and was very well respected by world leaders. I spoke to him about his strong support for Ukraine and for the supplemental aid to Ukraine, never anticipated for a moment that he would have this kind of really sudden and tragic end.
Do we even know? Do you know details that we haven't heard yet? A fall? Did he fall down a stair? Like, what happened to him?
I don't know all the details. He had a fall and there were complications from it. And certainly a reminder for all of us about the importance of avoiding falls, no matter what your age. But as people get a bit older, they are more vulnerable to the effects of falls. And I think he may have succumbed to the injury, probably to his head, from that fall.
It must have been something in the head. Well, you got knocked down. I mean, you had an involuntary fall, right? You got knocked down and they injured your hip and you were back on the circuit in no time at all. But that was a pretty scary thing that happened to you not long ago, right, Senator?
Almost exactly a year to the day ago in the UConn Huskies victory parade in downtown Hartford, I was knocked down by a guy walking backward who walked into me and fell on top of me, and I broke my leg bone, the femur, which is the largest bone in the body, had to have surgery on Easter Sunday, and I have done a lot of physical rehab, but I consider myself very lucky because I had no injury to my head.
Right.
And so my rehab and simply the fact that I was a runner and pretty good shape, I think, enabled me to come back pretty quickly. But falls are potentially very dangerous.
My father, who's going to be 95, God willing, on June 13th, who's in remarkable shape, who's been doing a half an hour to an hour of calisthenics since the age of 50 and was always lean and in good shape. These are his words of wisdom, Senator. He says, "Lisa, I know I'm going to fall. I just want to be able to get back up." And that's why he does his exercises every single day. He figures he'll
fall. Well, you know, going back to Joe, he had a number of falls in life, metaphorically.
Yes, he did.
Lost, yep. elections, the race for Congress against Larry DiNardo in New Haven. He lost in his effort to be the first Jewish vice president, member of the national ticket. He and Al Gore were defeated. He lost when he sought to become president, but he had a number of really important wins, mostly because I think he was always civil. He always was gracious. And even when people disagreed with him, and I disagreed with him strongly on a number of issues, he would end with a smile and in effect say, you know, we're going to agree to disagree on this issue. We're going to have our differences, but we'll come together with his great ability never to take it personally and to be willing to work across the aisle with Republicans and across ideological divisions with others in his own party.
I think that is a remarkable testament to his true belief, his true core belief in what it means to be an American. And I was, I was reading his history. I knew that he went to Yale and Yale Law School. I didn't realize he was also a star editor of the Yale Daily News. He was always about speaking out and free speech and speaking his mind and civil debate. And it must have been such a bitter pill for him personally. It was a bitter pill for many people when really was, 537 votes that separated his ticket from Bush's in Florida. And then in a very surprising decision by 5-4 that a lot of people still look back and disagree with, he and Al Gore were essentially deprived of the presidency in terms of the popular vote for the first time in, a century, Senator Blumenthal? A long, long time. And yet he
one
didn't.
One could argue.
Right?
Yeah, one could argue he won that. He and Al Gore won that election, but they decided to concede.
But they conceded, exactly.
Kind of.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and he never regretted it. He thought it was the right thing to do rather than become an election denier like another former presidential candidate. Mm-hmm. And he believed it was not only the right thing, but the patriotic thing to accept the decision of the United States Supreme Court interpreting the electoral count. But, always had a larger sense of the importance of country. And, you're mentioning that he went to Yale and he went to Yale Law School, but he was the first in his family to go to college. His dad was a bakery driver and then a liquor store owner. His grandparents were immigrants. His wife, Hadassah, a beautiful person, was born in a refugee camp after the Holocaust. Born in Europe, came here as a refugee, never lost sight of the importance of faith and family, and that was very much a part of who Joe was. He came from very modest beginnings, and he accomplished a lot.
He really did. Years ago, Senator Blumenthal, I don't know if it still exists. I was told that maybe it doesn't. I'm sad to hear if it doesn't, but there used to be in the Capitol a Senate lunchroom, a beautiful dining room for senators only. And Joanna at the time went to bicultural day school in Stanford, which is a Jewish day school. And there was the yearly auction for parents, and Senator Lieberman auctioned off a lunch with him at the Capitol. And we bid on it, Bill and I. We thought, this is exciting. We'll do this. And so we won. We gave money to the school. And in exchange, Senator Lieberman donated his time. And I called him many times to schedule the lunch. And I heard bupkis, right? Never heard a word. But when I got on the air in 2006, I had Senator Lieberman on my show. And I said, Senator Lieberman, by the way, I won this lunch thing to go to lunch with you at the Capitol, and I'm not getting anywhere to schedule a lunch. So on the air, he said to me, Lisa, of course, we want you to come to lunch. And sure enough, afterwards, it all happened. And we went to Washington, D.C. Mr. Smith goes to Washington. My husband and I, my daughter, she was about, 10, maybe 13 or something, 10 or 11 or 12. And we went there and we're sitting and having this beautiful lunch and we get up to leave and Joe Biden is in the same room. And Senator Lieberman walks over to Joe Biden and says, Joe, I want to introduce you to the Wexlers. And we shake his hand and we say hello. They were the same age. They were both born in 42. And you know what? It was a thrill for us. It was one of those memories, Senator Blumenthal, that was a real thrill. And after that, I felt like I was friendly with Joe Lieberman. He was on our show a lot. But it was a thrill. That's my story of meeting the senator in Washington. It was a thrill. Do you still have that dynamic?
Well, you know, Lisa, I have continued the tradition of auctioning off not a lunch, but I do a breakfast in the Senate dining room.
Nice.
For causes that I regard as worthwhile. Bicultural is one of them. And so I love welcoming people to the Senate dining room and introducing them to colleagues and taking them to the floor of the Senate. So if you bid again on
okay,
you can come.
It was a thrill.
But Joe Biden is not going to be there in the Senate dining room.
No, he will not. No. And actually, Senator Blumenthal, I don't know if you want to comment on this, but it's my show and I'm going to. We have been scouring the news. I haven't seen any words of condolence or sympathy or any statement at all by Joe Biden himself. We've seen former President Obama, former President Bush, Al Gore, yourself. You were the first person to come out in a beautiful statement in tribute. I have not seen boo from President Biden, which surprises me.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I am not aware one way or the other of whether President Biden has commented. I would be surprised if he hasn't, but I haven't seen all the comments. But I think that, you know, they work together on a number of issues, particularly on national defense and national security, as well as civil rights consumer issues, environmental protection. So I would be surprised, whatever their differences. And, you know, that's the point about Joe Lieberman, and I'll just say it again. No matter what your difference is, whether you agreed or disagreed, he was a listener. He listened. That's the pose, one of the classic poses that I will remember about Joe Lieberman, is focusing on what someone else was saying, not just out of politeness, but really wanting to hear it, even if it was somewhat critical. And I think, again, that's so important. You know, I tell people that there's an old saying, God gave us two ears and one mouth, So we do a little more listening than talking. And I think one of the most important parts of my job as a United States Senator or as Attorney General of the state is to listen to people. And Joe had a sense of humility. I know people always think of U.S. senators as being self-important. But, you know, when Joe was elected to succeed Lowell Weicker, he took over as United States Senator, and I succeeded him as Attorney General. And he loved to tell the story about a friend of his commenting that Connecticut got a better senator and a better attorney general. Aww. Now, I don't know whether that's true.
That was a nice thing to say.
You know, he loved telling it.
Yeah. Well, that was a nice thing to say. I'll tell you, he will be me. He was a giant, not only as a U.S. senator, but he was also a giant as a Jewish American. And I felt like he was a giant because he wore his Judaism quite proudly. And he wore it in a way that wasn't proselytizing at all, but was like, this is what works for me and for my family. And I make accommodations and I ask other people occasionally to make accommodations for me. But I think he brought a lot of respect from people of other faiths because of his humble observance of Judaism. I thought that engendered a lot of respect of other people for the Jewish faith. And I just think that he always spoke from a place of integrity, and that served Jewish Americans well.
He was a person of a great dignity and even grace in his personality. And you're right that he not only acknowledged, but expressed pride in his religion. And his faith was extremely important to him. But he never, as you say, he never proselytized. He never tried to convince someone else to observe in the way he did. And he regarded it as a matter of personal conscience and conviction, but to be respected. You know, freedom of religion in this country, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. These are fundamental bedrock values, and they were part of Joe Lieberman as an American.
Senator Lieberman, do you think that because, Senator Blumenthal, do you think that because Joe Lieberman was the core and one of the founding people in this no labels movement, that with his death will sort of sputter out the no labels? What do you think about that?
I think Joe Lieberman deeply opposed Donald Trump. He opposed him in 2016. He opposed him in 2020. I believe he would have opposed him and did oppose him in 2024. I believe he would have supported Joe Biden. I have no idea what happens now to no labels, but I think what really unified Joe Lieberman with the Democratic Party is a staunch opposition to Donald Trump. And again, one of my last conversations with him was about the reasons for that opposition.
Senator Blumenthal, thank you very much for taking this segment out of your day to share with us. There's the larger legacy and the personal legacy. What will you miss most about the loss of your friend?
I will miss our conversations and his unique perspective, ferociously independent, sometimes a maverick, sometimes different from mine, but always civil and gracious and affable, always smiling.
Smiling.
And we always agreed that we would come together on another issue even when we disagreed. And unfortunately now we won't be able to come together on the issues of the day, but he will leave a lasting legacy.
I think so too. He's really because he was such a maverick, he was also a giant. And To think about the missed opportunities, I don't know, makes me cry a little bit. But the class and the grace with which he and Al Gore conceded so they wouldn't put the country through the Sturm und Drang that we have seen since 2020, it's really a lesson. It's a look-back lesson in what could and should have been when Donald Trump lost, frankly. So,
exactly.
Anyway, yeah. Senator Lieberman, thank you again for joining us. And we'll find out more if and when funeral arrangements are notified. There may be a lot of people in Connecticut who want to break some time out of their day and attend. We will see what happens in this developing story. But thank you, Senator Blumenthal, for joining us today. Much appreciated.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. Senator Richard Blumenthal.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, please share it with your friends. And as always, feel free to contact me at Lisa@lisawexler.com.